Okay. I entered the first room and took note of the dim lighting in the place. All of it was coming from patches of some kind of bioluminescent moss that grew on and around the various rocks and boulders. There were also several mushrooms. Most of the floor was simply dirt. Doduo began jumping around the room and ramming itself into the moss-covered rocks. Some of the luminous moss was getting in its feathers, which were scattering about the place in typical Doduo fashion. Since the place was mossy with an outdoor feel, I felt no obligation to pick up Doduo's feathers, for once. Standing in the center of the room in foreboding dim lighting was my first opponent from GR Island, according to the brochure, Melissa. She wore a straw hat with the GR logo on it, a white shirt, and a pair of blue overalls. She was blonde with freckles and had her hair in pigtails. I guessed her age might be 16. She noticed my approach as she finished yawning. Man, it's so boring here. The king ordered everyone at their posts ages ago. What took you so long to get here? I was rather annoyed. Apologies if my kidnapping has inconvenienced you. I'll try to be kidnapped better next time. Then she laughed. Ha! Wow! I thought the kidnapping was just a rumor. So they really did that? Finally, something interesting around here. You know what's more boring than watching grass grow? My expression was blank. Watching moss grow, perhaps? Her jaw dropped. Whoa! How did you know I was going to say that? Are you a psychic? Noting that her reply was too genuine to be sarcasm, I gave my reply. No, I'm not a psychic. She was clearly impressed. Wow, you must have amazing intuition. I sighed. You wouldn't happen to have any food, would you? She then put her hand in her pocket and began speaking as she started pulling out an individually wrapped, large chocolate-covered pretzel. Oh, well, sure. I have this. Hey, wait a minute! The king decreed that no one is allowed to give you food. I remained calm. Did the king give you the name of the one you could not give food to? She blinked and stared blankly for a moment. She then opened her mouth as she took a balled fist and smacked it into her other open hand. No, he didn't. But he said the gentleman would be wearing a red suit. That means you! She pointed at me. I placed a hand upon my chest. Oh, this suit? Why, this is a crimson suit, my dear. Why would you think it's red? She then stared hard and suspiciously at my suit and then at me. I gave her my most convincing, confident smile before she spoke again. I've never heard of crimson before. I think you're making up colors. Nice try, bucko. Bollocks! I snapped my fingers as I looked down and to my left before looking back up at her again. Well, if you're unwilling to believe me, then perhaps you would care to wager your food in a duel? She confidently crossed her arm with her eyes closed. Nope! Don't need to do that! Our leader, Parker, said that your only way off this island is to duel us, so you're gonna duel me anyway. I lamented how close I was to that pretzel she had in her pocket, but proceeded to duel her. My dark rapidash made short work of her. As expected, since this is the grass fortress, she threw up her arms in frustration. Wait, what? That's it? No! My shift isn't even close to being over, and the king had us clear our entire schedule just to duel you! I began gathering my cards. Say, you wouldn't maybe want to duel me again, would you? She asked as she batted her eyelashes. Ting, ting. I crossed my arms. Not at this time, unless you are willing to part with food. She sighed. All right. Just be sure to come back here if you ever want to play again, okay? I tilted my head. After being kidnapped and starved, I should think the chances of that are quite low indeed. What is it with the people on this island? The king orders a kidnapping and they simply find it interesting? They didn't seem particularly willing to put part with any food either. Finished with its unique form of fun, Doduo trotted along with me as if it hadn't just spent the last good while ramming itself violently into glowing moss-covered rocks and boulders. I then passed through the doorway, an unlit hall, to the next room, which contained proper lighting. The room was roughly half the size of the previous one. The floor was covered in straw, with bales of hay stacked in all the corners. In the middle of the room stood my presumed next foe, James. He wore the same getup that Melissa had, but had his hat angled in a way to cover one of his eyes while exposing his blue hair on one side and the back. Noticing the hay, Doduo immediately leaped into the pile in the back and began rummaging about in it. I imagine this would make for quite the mess. James didn't notice, though, since it was behind him, and he was confidently staring right at me.
So, you managed to delete Melissa, did you? Well, too bad you have to get past me!
Dildua leaped out of one pile in the back. It looked more like a straw duo by this point. It immediately jumped into another nearby pile to repeat the process. I grinned.
Do you use grass types, my good man?
He proudly declared,
I sure do.
Oh, good. This will be quick, then. I noticed the confusion on his face as we began our duel. James fell easily to my dark rapidash.